Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6:30. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A former Manhattan City attorney has been sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison on child pornography charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced that 55-year-old Bill Raymond of Andover was sentenced in federal court in Wichita. Raymond pleaded guilty in August to three counts of transporting child pornography and one count of possessing child pornography. Prosecutors say Raymond committed the crimes in Butler and Riley counties. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Unfortunately, we're going to see an end to the mild weather pattern we've been in for quite some time as a blast of Arctic air makes its way into south-central Kansas. Temperatures will be in the low 50s by late morning, but then strong northwest winds will usher in that cold air this afternoon. Our low tonight, 26. Tomorrow's high, 37. And then Saturday night, a system moves by, but any snow chances would likely stay to our north. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog and mist and 46 degrees, a south wind at 10 miles per hour.
Fire crews responded Wednesday to a two-alarm apartment fire in Wichita.
The fire was in the Shirtmere apartment building in the 200 block of North Topeka. When fire crews arrived, there was smoke coming from the roof of the building. The fire was in the penthouse area of the apartment building, which was currently being used for storage. None of the residents inside of the building were hurt, but a Wichita firefighter did sustain some injuries while responding to the fire. The fire was contained within approximately 30 minutes. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback argues as he prepares to leave office that his experiment in aggressive tax cutting pioneered a national debate over helping small business owners. He said during a year-end interview with the Associated Press that what Kansas did on taxes influenced Congress and other states, even if his home state lawmakers rolled back the cuts. Brownback is awaiting U.S. Senate confirmation as ambassador at large for international religious freedom.
Tensions on the border between North Korea and South Korea after a soldier defected.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says its military fired 20 warning shots across the demilitarized zone after a soldier from the north defected across the line between the two countries. North Korean soldiers approached the border searching for the defector, causing the South to fire the shots.
오늘 오전 중서부 전선 우리 군 GP 전방으로
South Korean spokesman Ro Jae-chan saying that South Korean forces helped escort the defector to safety. This is the fourth North Korean soldier to defect from the rogue regime this year as tensions rise over Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
The United Nations General Assembly meeting today in a rare session expected to vote to condemn President Trump's decision to move the U.S. embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
President Trump issuing a stark warning to nations that vote to condemn his decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, threatening to cut off their financial aid. Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis tells Fox News he supports that plan.
We've seen enough of it. I'm glad the president's saying enough with this.
The resolution does have support even among some of America's strongest allies, as Palestinian leaders like their envoy to the UN, Riyad Mansour, hope to send a strong message to the Trump administration.
They decided to be more Israelis than the Israelis themselves.
The U.S. vetoed a similar measure offered by ally Egypt at the Security Council earlier this week. Sean Langell, Fox News.
A private correction company CEO is seeking to reassure Kansas lawmakers that a plan they're reviewing for building a new state prison is the most cost-effective alternative. A joint committee handling budget issues reviewed a Kansas Department of Corrections plan to have private prison giant Core Civic build a new prison in Lansing and lease it to the state for 20 years. Core Civic CEO Damon Heininger touted the project.
KNSS News Time now, 6:33, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Thursday morning, and we have 4 days till Christmas. And could see some colder weather later this afternoon if you're planning to do some Christmas shopping. I think, Ted, frankly, there are a lot of people who are not working these last couple of days before the weekend. What do you think?
There were plenty of people out around there yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, the traffic on the streets is crazy.
Yeah, my daughter Stacy and I did some last minute shopping. I've got everybody taken care of now, except my wife. I think I'll get her one.
So you don't have everybody taken care of?
Everybody but the missus. Well, I've got her something, but I think I'll get her something more.
You're going to get a little extra?
I think I'm going to be generous this year.
Well, she'll like that Burger King gift card.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I'll give her two. But my daughter and I did the shopping.
Look at you two. A couple of happy little elves.
Yeah. It was very pleasant. We had a chance to, you know, just chat a little bit, talk about what was going on, and had a little quality father-daughter time there. That would be FD. Yeah.
Where were her children at this time?
And they were being, my wife was getting her hair done, and the girls were at home, and Luke was watching them. So
okay.
They were under supervision.
Good.
You can't leave those twin granddaughters unsupervised for a minute. Well, it isn't a good idea to steal. It's a worse idea to steal around Christmas time. And it's even worse when you steal at Christmas in a store filled with police officers.
Mm.
A homeless woman accused of trying to steal more than $1,000 in clothes, accessories, and home goods from a Target store in Massachusetts. Boston Globe says the suspect, Melissa Allen, decided to get sticky-fingered during a Shop with a Cop holiday event attended by dozens of police officers. Allen is charged with larceny and resisting arrest. She could have been possibly a little more observant about who was in there.
Well, she was shopping with the cop. She just didn't want to pay for it.
She didn't want to pay, yeah.
No.
It's not called shoplifting with a cop. It's called shopping with a cop.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, we got 4 days till, 3 days till Christmas, huh? Is it three or four? Four.
I believe four would be the correct answer.
What do we got about 4 hours from now? Winter.
That's right. 10:30 this morning. Here comes the solstice.
Yeah.
We finally get the sun heading back our direction.
The good old solstice.
Ah.
Yeah, I can't wait, huh?
Thank goodness.
Today we're going to talk about...
Short days are driving me crazy.
We're going to talk about Christmas songs today. And I just, you know, Jad and I were both doing some, you know, some research on this, trying to find top tens and what this, and it's kind of hard to do. I mean, everybody's got a different list. Depends on...
Everybody's got their opinion. Yeah.
And so you go to these web pages, and, you know, I've got one here. I'm just going to... I don't even know where I got it. We'll just use it as a discussion point.
Okay? All right.
This one says that number one popular Christmas... Well, this is from DigitalDreamDoor.com.
Okay.
Never heard of them. White Christmas, Bing Crosby, number one.
I'm not going to argue
with
that.
You know, that's a pretty good choice, I think.
You know, Irving Berlin wrote it, 77 years ago?
Late 30s, early 40s?
And it's
40s.
Still a great...
It's beautiful.
It's just still a great, solid, rock-solid song.
And when you hear it, listen to this. Listen to the quality of Bing's voice.
Well, Bing, it was just in his
beautiful
prime.
Beautiful baritone. Even with that old recording stuff that wasn't that sophisticated, he just sounds
terrific. Yeah, he could deliver.
Bing Crosby.
Of course, Irving Berlin.
Great lyrics.
Jewish.
Yeah.
Wrote one of the great Christmas songs, if not the seminal Christmas song of all time.
Why not?
What better way to show America at its best?
Number two on the list, the Chipmunk Song by the Chipmunks. Ugh. Okay, so this is... I'm already off with these.
It's ranked a little high, but I do like that song.
Number three, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Gene Autry.
Another classic that was written about 75 years ago.
Here's one for you. Number four, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by Jimmy Boyd.
Yeah, that's a novelty song.
Novelty song, but, you know. Jingle Bell Rock comes in at five. The Christmas song, Nat King Cole, six. I think that one belongs in the top two.
There's another super...
That may be my
super
favorite
classic.
Right, yeah. Soupy's Christmas by the Royal Guardsmen. Number seven.
Another novelty song.
Eight, Here Comes Santa Claus. Gene Autry again.
I love that song.
And you get Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. You're All I Want for Christmas, Baby's First Christmas. I'm just looking down here to see if there's any others. Not any big
ones.
Yeah,
you're starting to be very dismissive here. Yeah.
23rd is Frosty the Snowman by Gene Autry. Gene Autry's on there three times in the top 23. The Singing Cowboy. Yeah,
like
right?
Frosty the Snowman.
Okay, so there, I see there are no really religious songs on there.
Apparently
at all.
Not. Secular.
I think
list
that's what this list is. They left out Silent Night.
It gets radio play.
Okay. Well, anyway, everybody's got their own list and everybody's got their own favorites. And I think a Christmas song by Nat King Cole is very close to the top for me.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to beat that.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful song.
Nat just knocked it out of the park on that one.
6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. How's the egg market this morning, Tom?
Over easy. cattle and feeder cattle Wednesday slammed into new lows for the current move down and closed negative with triple-digit losses. Additional long liquidation took place in the cattle complex by the managed money accounts, and we saw cash cattle trading at the $120 level in the north and the south yesterday during our futures trading hours. The lean hogs traded in mixed and closed yesterday with triple-digit gains. At the close yesterday, Feb cattle down a buck and a half at $118.95. Jan feeders $3.42 lower at $141.77. And Feb lean hogs $1.47 higher at $68.37. You could call yesterday's trading action a quiet pre-holiday type trading for the grains. The soybeans continue to make new lows and close negative for the 10th time in the past 11 sessions. The wheat and the corn close positive by a couple pennies. At the moment, the March KC wheat's down a penny and a quarter at 421 and a quarter. March corn down a quarter of a penny at 349. Jan beans down 2.5 cents at 951 and a half. February crude oil 12 cents lower at 5797. February gold down $2.20 at 1267.40. The March S&P up 5.5 points at 2687. March dollar index 16 cents higher at 93.05. And March Dow Jones futures up 36 points at 24,775. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you ever sing in the shower?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I used to sing years ago before I had radios in the tractor.
Did you? Just kind of, yeah. What did you? Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I'm not really much into Christmas songs.
You're not?
Not really. I know I'm a hateful person for saying this, but I really get tired of listening to Christmas music on the radio when
really?
I'm driving.
Really? Aren't
yeah,
you?
Isn't that terrible?
Okay, Ebenezer, how about that? Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. Bah humbug for you, huh? You don't even like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Well, I do kind of like that. Yeah, I do.
I knew we'd find the one for you.
But, you know, I spend most of my time, if I'm out on the road or something, listening to talk radio like you and Ted.
Well, sure.
Like
sure.
That.
All right. Well, let's do a little music now, and then we'll let you, okay? Listen, I hope you have a good day. And
I will try my best.
Try not to be too tough on Bob Cratchit there in the office, okay?
He's one of the best employees we got.
One of the best. All right. Thank you, Tom. That's 641 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it for Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker. Planning for what we don't know. Don's going to tell us about that coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.